The Marketplace of Ideas is open for business on The Steve Gruber Show.
You know, if you missed it, and it's pretty easy to miss because it's pretty unremarkable that a guy with an ego this big would jump in the election. Bill de Blasio shows up late. He always shows up late. He has a propensity to be late for everything, does de Blasio. And he shows up yesterday, declares his intention to run for president of the United States as a Democrat, bringing the official number to, what is it, 23? And the unofficial number of those running for president, somewhere over 1,000. In fact, maybe I should get in. Do you think I should run for president? Ivy just makes a face at me. She thinks yes, but maybe that's not the right place. Maybe it's not the right party. But maybe the time is right. I mean, out of a field of 117 people, maybe I would slide through and get the nomination. At any rate, the de Blasio people that know him, New York City people, they don't even like the guy. And so it's not like there are a bunch of people clamoring, oh, if only Bill de Blasio would run. If only Bill de Blasio. Yeah, you know, you heard that a little bit about Biden, and Biden's going to have tough sledding. I can tell you that. Is he there? Oh, there he is. You know, we'll get to Bill de Blasio first, but much more important than Bill de Blasio is Gary calling in from Hazel Park because he's a listener, and we like listeners. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, brother. What I'm thinking about is this talking point the baby killers have about when a woman decides to have an abortion. She sits down with her doctor and her preacher and has this long discussion about it. That might have been true or more prevalent decades ago, but not today, because you hear about multiple abortions and they have slut walks and they prance around with their right to kill this baby. So I'm just tired of them trying to sanctify themselves by saying they had a big, long discussion with their preacher all the time.
Well, you know, I know you're right about that because Ivy has been appalled by a couple of things that she shared with me that she found on Twitter where you have exactly what you just described. Women dancing around, talking and celebrating with these little pink crosses in a yard and celebrating their abortions. I mean, what kind of a person does that?
A sick, demented person in my book.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, who's celebrating? I had an abortion. I'm so proud that, and they have the little pink crosses and sing. It is bizarre, and I do believe, Gary, as I've said before, I think this is the dark horse issue that, you know, a lot of Trump supporters didn't talk about their support for Trump prior to the 2016 election. I don't know that they'll get in conversations about abortion very often, but I would say this. I think that we have a moral responsibility, all people do, to say, listen, you really support the idea of terminating a child that's 30, 35, or 40 weeks of gestation for any reason. You support that. And you have to make people reflect on that themselves, put them on the spot. You know, people,
that's right.
You know, because it doesn't mean you have to be rude about it. You don't have to be mean about it. Just say, hey, seriously, man, you've been a friend of mine for years. You can't tell me that you support the idea of a child that's at 35 weeks when you know that after 24 weeks, the survivability rate of that child, if delivered prematurely, is plus 90%. At 28 weeks, it's plus 95%. So when you get to 30, 32, 35 weeks, it's almost a guarantee that that child is viable. And you look somebody in the eye and say, you can't really tell me that you really believe it's okay to terminate a viable child. And you just put them on the spot, Gary. Great call. Thank you for being here.
All right, brother.
There you have it. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And again, the latest polling done this week, a majority thinks that the fetal heartbeat abortion bans are not too restrictive. They support them. 21% of people asked in a Harris X survey, 21% say that such bans are too lenient. These are the 1 in 5 that think all abortions should be illegal no matter what. Okay, so there's your base. And then you have 34% that believe a heartbeat bill is just about right. Well, collectively, that's 55%. 55% that support the bill that was just signed into law in Georgia. They support the bill that would be signed in Missouri and Louisiana, possibly Michigan. So when I say to the Democrats, this is a losing argument for you, it is. It is. You can't win on this argument in 2020. The pendulum has come the other way. You don't have to believe me, but I'm telling you what the truth of the matter is, because there are good, conscientious, moral people that consider themselves and our Democrats and our Democrat voters that will not vote for a person who says, I support third trimester abortions. That is the bottom line. Let's go to Mike in Boyne City. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Steve. I called about this before, but I really think that it should be part of every debate. What about the rights of the father? That's my son or daughter they want to slaughter. That's my son or daughter that I'll never be able to grow up with. And I think, you know, 99% of all abortions are for convenience. And I am convinced that the overwhelming majority of the fathers are unaware of it.
Well, I think that you touch on something there. You touch on something else there, Mike, that we have to focus on, and I got to leave it there. But there's another part of that conversation, and you're right about the right of the fathers, because why is it that a father cannot step up when the woman is 10 or 12 weeks pregnant and say, I want to terminate my parental rights? I'm going to go to the other side of this. I want to terminate my parental rights because the woman has the right to do that by way of an abortion. Why wouldn't the father be offered the same opportunity to say, legally, I want to terminate my parental rights because I don't want to pay child support for the rest of my life. I don't want to continue with this. You see, it's not balanced. It's not equal on each side. We'll leave it there for now. Greatly appreciate it. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Time to build your future in Michigan's as well. Jobs and jobs and jobs everywhere. Paying $30, $35 an hour. Great training programs out there, too. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Click on the sexiest job of the week banner. Get rolling today. Roll right into the weekend with some newfound hope. Final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan